理教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见、又要遵守并要悔改。若不惊醒，我被临到你那里如同贼一样。我即使临到，你也绝不能
知道。Remember, therefore,what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If therefore you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you.
然而在撒底，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的？他要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
反得胜的比这样穿白衣，我也必不将生命，我不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有点简单。
Let us have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，这一次你实在借着这一次大会对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we want to thank you for speaking to us through this conference this week.
我们为这已经说过的话，我们向你感谢。
For the words that have already been spoken, we want to thank you.
但愿你保守这些话。
May you protect and keep these words.
让这些话真是落在好土里。
May these words indeed fall on good soil.
现在我们把下午这段时间也交在你的手里。
We also want to commit the message this afternoon as well.
但愿听见这些话的人，
that those who hear these words
能像几个博士一样，就不再从原处回去。
Can be like those wise men, not returning the same way they came.
听我们的祷告。
We ask that you hear our prayer.
我们仰望你的祝福。
We look forward toward your blessing.
我们仰望你的同在。
We look forward to your presence.
我们仰望你给我们一个敞开的天。
We look forward to an open heaven.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们昨天已经看过，在启示录二章三章里面的七个教会。
Yesterday we saw in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation the seven churches.
的确是第一个世纪那个时候的七个教会。
Indeed, these were churches in the first century.
主对他们说话。
The Lord spoke to them.
那我们也知道，这七个教会同时也代表教会里面的七个时期。
We also know that these seven churches represent seven eras in the church.
所以它代表预言中的教会的光景。
It represents the prophetic condition of the church.
那前面三个教会已经过去了。
The first three churches have already passed.
然后我们注意到，就是推亚推拉、撒迪跟腓拉切菲还有老底嘉这四个教会都提到主的再来。
And we know that Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea speak of the Lord's return.
所以他们一直要持续到主回来的时候。
So they will remain until the Lord's return.
因着这个缘故，我们就找到了主给我们在这些话语背后的教训。
So we saw some teaching behind these churches.
那就是给我们看见教会的道路。
And it shows us the way of the church.
教会是有路的。
Church has a way.
在主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
有推亚推拉
there is Thyatira,
有沙迪
there is Sardis,
有腓拉帖菲
there's Philadelphia,
也有老底嘉
and there's Laodicea.
那今天主很明显给我们看见腓拉帖菲乃是主所满意的教会。
And today, very clearly, the Lord shows that Philadelphia is the church that he has satisfied.
这不是说它是完全了
not that it is perfect.
没有一个教会是完全的。
Not a single church is perfect.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
这里给我们看见推亚推拉腓拉帖菲因为他是站在得胜的地位上。
Here we see because Philadelphia stands on the ground of victory.
他是有冠冕的。
It has a crown.
而且主在他仇敌的面前说，我已经爱你了。
And before his enemies, the Lord says, I have loved you.
然后，所以我们知道说，腓立切非的确是教会的道路。
So we know that Philadelphia indeed is the way of the church.
我们愿意走在上面。
We desire when we want to walk this way.
那但是呢，然后呢，我们也特别注意到，就是当我们来看腓立切非以前。
But before we see Philadelphia,
因为整个教会都是得胜的。
Because the entire church is victorious.
所以背后的原则是个得胜者的原则。
So the principle behind it is the principle of overcomer.
它的光景。
Its condition.
那可以在推亚推拉在撒迪能够找得到的。
You can find the condition in Thyatira and Sardis.
不过不是那么全面的。
But it is not that complete.
这里一点那里一点。
It is speckled here and there.
换一句话说。
In other words.
腓立切非这个得胜的情形。
The overcoming condition in Philadelphia.
他乃是接受前面人已经走过的。
He has accepted the footsteps of those who have walked before them.
所以昨天晚上，昨天我们下午特别看到推亚推拉教会里面的得胜者。
So yesterday we talked about the overcomers in Thyatira.
他们是一切不从耶西别教训的。
They were not of the teaching of Jezebel.
而且不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人。
And they, did not hold the teaching, the deep things of Satan, as they call them.
结果主告诉他们说，你们要持守，你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。
And the Lord said, what you have, hold fast until I come.
那今天呢，我想我们要稍微再进一步往前看。
Today we want to take a step forward.
刚才我们读到了撒迪的教会。
We talked about the church in Sardis.
如果从预言的角度来看撒迪的教会，
If you are to look prophetically through this church of Sardis,
那普通读圣经的人都认为说，它应该是应验在马丁路德起来改教以后的情形。
Those who study the Bible say that this prophecy was fulfilled after the Reformation of Martin Luther.
这个是大概的应验。
And this is the probable fulfillment of the prophecy.
到底撒迪教会从什么时候开始？
When did the Church of Sardis begin?
大一般的人都认为应该是从马丁路德开始。
Most people believe it began with Martin Luther.
但是讲到改教，讲到改革。
When you speak of Reformation or Recovery,
如果你是站在更正教的角度来写历史的话，
If you are writing history from the viewpoint of Protestants,
当然你觉得马丁路德、加尔文跟Zwingli、斯灰里他们那段历史是最重要的。
Of course, you believe that the history of Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli are the most important.
所以他们自然说到这是改革，这是 Reformation.
So naturally, they say this is Reformation.
如果大家到德国去，
if you go to Germany,
你有机会参观关于马丁路德的古迹，
and you are able to see the history of Martin Luther.
那么他们讲到马丁路德的时候，
when they talk about Martin Luther,
当然他们有些纪念碑啊这些东西。
Of course, they have some memorabilia from him.
那么你当然看到马丁路德。
You see Martin Luther.
可是呢，你也看到 Peter Waldo, 彼得华度。
But you also see Peter Waldo.
你也看到像英国的这个像英国的Wycliffe, 像 Wycliffe 一样。
And then you also see Wycliffe,
还有
from England,
还有在意大利的还有一个改革家。
And another reformer from Italy.
所以如果从更正教的角度来看历史的话，
So from the viewpoint of Protestants,
虽然 Peter Waldo, 彼得华度是十二世纪的人。
Even though Peter Waldo is from the 12th century,
在他们的眼光，他们承认那个时候他们的确已经对于改革有了很大的帮助。
In their eyes, they recognize that they already had much contribution to Reformation.
那么读历史的人讲到 Waldenses, 讲到古中的弟兄们的时候，
When the historians speak of the Waldenses,
从远的来说是从第三个世纪就开始。
If you look back far, it's about starting from the 3rd century.
从近的开始是从 Peter Waldo 开始。
The closer beginning is the time of Peter Waldo.
所以这些人他们就称作 Waldenses。
And these people were called the Waldenses.
或者说他是跟随彼得华度的人，或者说他是谷中的人。
Or they were called the followers of Peter Waldo or the brethren in the valley.
那 这个，但是无论如何，你把这个历史已经推到四百年以前去了。
So no matter what, the history is 400 years old.
那这是指着你站在更正教的角度来看历史。
And this is from the viewpoint of Protestants.
但是读历史的人，读教会历史的人
，But those who study church history,
他们有的人不一定从这个角度去看历史。
Some people don't look at from this viewpoint.
所以有的人就认为说，讲到改革的时候。
Some people, when they speak of Reformation,
他们说到第一个改革时期，还有第二个改革时期。
They say that there is the first Reformation and the second Reformation.
第一个改革是从十二世纪到十六世纪。
They say the first Reformation is from the 12th to the 16th century.
那十六世纪以后，那当然是指着马丁路德这些人来说。
After the 16th century is when Martin Luther comes.
如果继续的说下去，应该也包括。John Wesley, 约翰威斯利这些人。
And actually, if you were to continue the thought train, then it also encompasses John Wesley.
但如果我们从圣经的角度来看
，But if we were to look at it from the biblical view,
如果我们以五旬节做标准的话
，If we are to set the standard as the Pentecost,
那么我们可以说，所谓的第一个改革
，The first Reformation,
应该就是恢复的第一波。
It is the first wave.The first wave of revival.
然后十六世纪一直到十八世纪或者十九世纪
And then from the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
那个可以说是恢复的第二波
It is the second wave of recovery.
不很可惜，恢复这个字被用坏了
Unfortunately, the word recovery has been misused.
所以我们可以重新这样说
Maybe we can say it this way.
从十二世纪到十六世纪
From the 12th to the 16th century.
是回到起初的第一波。
It is the first wave of the beginning, going back to the beginning.
然后呢，从十六世纪一直到十八或者十九世纪
，from the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
我们可以说是回到起初的第二波。
It is the second wave of returning to the beginning.
如果我们看见这两波的话
，if we see these two waves,
那么很自然，如果你讲到撒迪是指的恢复来说。
If you speak of Sardis being recovered,
那么你就可以从十六世纪就可以去推到第十二世纪。
You can go from the 16th century all the way back to the 12th century.
那么这个和我们大家和这个腓勒帖腓的应验也发生关系的。
This has to do with the fulfillment of the prophecy of Philadelphia.
但是我们特别注意到
，But we need to pay attention.
像昨天我们讲到谷中的弟兄们。
Yesterday we spoke of the brethren in the valley.
讲到 Valdensis,
we spoke of the Valdensis.
我们也讲到合一的弟兄们。
We spoke of the unity of the brethren.
所以这段时间大概有四百年的情形。
That encompassed about 400 years.
那读历史的人注意到。
So historians tell us,
在这一段的恢复，主要的是福音书和国度的恢复。
In this recovery, the gospels and the kingdom.
到了第二个阶段的时候
On the second stage,
马丁路德他们起来的时候
When Martin Luther arose,
乃是圣经新约圣经中书信的恢复
Then the epistles in the New Testament were recovered.
特别是保罗所启示的真理
Especially the revelation of the truth from Paul.
那么头一个阶段
The first stage,
从十二世纪到十六世纪
From the 12th to the 16th century,
你看见他们注重的是教会的生活
Their emphasis was church life.
而后面第二个阶段，特别是教会的秩序。
The second stage was church order.
所以你可以看见整个的恢复是从教会的生活开始。
The entire recovery began with the life of the church.
所以他们注意，特别是山上的教训。
So they especially paid attention to the Sermon on the Mount.
有许多神的儿女被吸引来到这个见证。
Many children of God were enticed to come before this testimony.
那在这个见证的面前
，before this testimony，
你看见他们的生活，就敌人都佩服他们。
Their life was even admired by their enemy.
他们真的活出山上教训的情形。
They indeed lived the life of the Sermon on the Mount.
他们也等候主回来。
And they waited for the Lord to return.
他们知道主不久就要回来。
They knew the Lord was going to return soon.
所以从我们今天领会的角度来说
，So from our understanding，
他们是从生活开始的。
They began with life.
他们不讲教会的道理。
They didn't speak of the
doctrine.
Doctrine of the church.
但是他们已经在那过教会的生活。
But they live the life of the church.
他们两个两个人出去传福音。
Two by two, they went out to preach.
然后他们很自然的在一起擘饼。
And naturally, they broke bread together.
当他们在一起擘饼的时候。
And when they broke bread together,
他们就彼此有交通。
They had fellowship one with another.
自然而然就显出身体的功用。
Naturally, they had the body function.
所以虽然他们没有讲很多的道。
Even though they didn't preach much.
但是我们知道说他们的的确确愿意跟随他们所服侍的这位主。
But they wanted and were willing to follow their Lord.
所以在这个第一个阶段里面。
So in this first stage,
可以说人是非常多的。
We can say that there are many people.
因为很多人都被吸引了。
Many people were drawn.
虽然他们都是很简单的人。
Even though they were simple people.
有的是裁缝。
Some were tailors.
有的是农夫。
Some were farmers.
有的是陶匠。
Some were potters.
所以很多很多不同职业的人。
Many people of different professions.
但他们知道
but they all know.
他们应该是侍奉神的。
They were to serve God.
他们应该明白主话的。
They need to understand God's word.
虽然他们不能把些话把它通通放在一起。
Even though they couldn't gather and put all the words together.
但是他们愿意顺服主的话。
But they were willing to follow the Lord.
主在这里这么说我顺服了。
However the Lord said, I want to obey.
主在那里这么说我也顺服了。
If he said it there, I want to obey there too.
这里跟那里有什么关系？
What's the difference between here and there?
那要等到马丁路德起来以后。
Only when Martin Luther rose.
等到加尔文起来以后
when Calvin arose,
是他们能够把他们放在一起
they were able to put the pieces together.
他们不止如此
not only that,
他们真的把马这个这个真的把这个保罗这个保罗的保罗的书信为我们完全解开了
they truly opened up the epistles of Paul to us.
所以就很清楚的有话讲到因信称义
very clearly there was the word regarding justification by faith.
在第一个阶段里面
The first stage,
他们都相信因信称义。
They indeed believe justification by faith.
但他们里面没有太多的话。
But they didn't have much of the word in it.
乃是到了马丁路德跟加尔文的时候。
But in the time of Martin Luther and Calvin,
这个时候主的话就更多了给他们。
Then the word was more abundant.
所以他们就把因信称义放在一个很稳固的根基上面。
So then justification by faith became put on a very firm foundation.
所以我们知道说，第一个，这是第一个。你可以说第一个恢复，第一个改革和第二个改革。
So we see the first Reformation and the second Reformation.
所以这个所以我们可以看出来，在主在教会里面。
So when we see in the church,
圣灵工作的时候
，when the Holy Spirit is working,
当然马丁路德工作是主的工作。
Of course, Martin Luther's work is the work of the Lord.
但是我们知道马丁路德起来改教的时候。
But we know when Martin Luther reformed the church,
你知道背后有一股政治的势力来支持他的。
Behind him, he had a political system that sustained him.
那些德国的贵族、德国的诸侯、那些德国的君王在背后支持他。
The generals, the noblemen, all of those in Germany were the ones sustaining him.
虽然马丁路德希望能够恢复单纯的教会。
Even though Martin Luther wanted to recover the simple church.
他知道说所有蒙恩得救的人才在教会里面。
He knew that all those who believed were those who belonged in the church.
他知道饼和杯只是为着那些蒙恩得救的人。
He knew that the bread and cup was only for believers.
但是当他起来的时候
But when he rose up,
因为得着了世界的帮助
Because he received the help of the world.
所以现在从前你只要生在罗马帝国你就是罗马教的人。
So if you live, if you were born in the Roman Empire, then you belong to the Church of Rome.
现在你只要生在德国，你就是路德会的人。
And if you were born in Germany, then you will be a Lutheran.
我们知道这是撒底，这是主的恢复，不错。
It is indeed recovery, but this is Sardis.
但是在这个恢复的背后
，So behind this recovery,
你会听见马丁路德叹一口气。
You can hear Martin Luther sigh.
所以他有一次这样说
，Once he said,
他说哦，巴不得有一天。
He said, I wish that one day,
但愿有一天能够来到。
One day would arrive.
就是在看得见的教会里面能找到看不见的教会。
That in the visible church, one day we can find the invisible church.
那个看不见的教会才是真的教会。
That invisible church is the true church.
他是说看得见的教会指的路德会来说的。
When he said, referred to the visible church, that meant the Lutheran church.
这里有信的有不信的。
There are believers and even unbelievers.
有的人不属于这个饼和杯的。
And some were not part of the bread and cup.
所以弟兄姊妹
But then, sister,
你看见这个恢复
This recovery.
难怪主对他们说
No wonder the Lord said
在我神面前没有一样是完全的
Before God, there is not one thing completed.
为什么呢?
Why?
这是不是说这不是圣灵的工作呢?
Does it mean it is not God's work?
它是圣灵的工作。
Does it mean it's not the Holy Spirit's work?
但是到底马丁路还是人。
Of course, Martin Luther is still human.
和马丁路德站在一起的也是人。
The ones who stood beside Martin Luther are also human.
在主没有回来以前。
Before the Lord returned.
我们每一个人都有肉体的掺杂。
All of us have the blemishes of the flesh.
所以世界很容易进到教会里面了。
So very easily the world enters the church.
所以我们看见有圣灵的工作。
So when we see the work of the Holy Spirit,
也有肉体的工作。
There's also the work of the flesh.
加尔文也是这样。
Same with Calvin.
然后我们的 John Knox 在 Scotland, 在苏格兰也是同样的。
The same thing happened with John Knox in Scotland.
你看见一面有圣灵的工作。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit.
你看见苏格兰的人听见福音了。
You know that the Scottish people listened to the gospel.
他们看见福音真理了。
They saw the truth of the gospel.
然后他们用肉体的办法。
But with the flesh, the methods of the flesh.
就把那些修士和修女通通把他们赶走了。
They got rid of all the nuns and so forth.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见一面有圣灵的工作，但是一面有肉体的掺杂。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit, but then you also have the of the flesh.
这个特别是从第二个改革以后看得很清楚的。
This happened after the Second Reformation.
但是如果你注意到第一个改革，
But if you look at the First Reformation,
或者说回到起初的第一波的话，
Or if you look back to the first wave,
你就看见第一个真正所谓的根正的教会， Protestant Church.
The first true Protestant Church.
严格说来不是路德会。
Strictly speaking, was not the Lutheran Church.
在差不多一百年前。
100 years before that,
我们已经说过在捷克斯拉夫。
We already said in Czechoslovakia,
在中欧的地方。
In the middle of Europe,
在森林一片森林的地方。
In the middle of a forest,
靠近捷克斯拉夫跟波兰的中间，在靠近波兰的边界。
Near the outskirts of Poland,
有一个小的地方叫做空堡。
There's a small place called Kumbach.
结果有70个人在一起聚会。
70 people gathered together.
他们因为看见神的旨意。
Because they saw God's will.
虽然看见不像我们今天看见那么多。
Maybe they did not see as much as we see.
但是在教会最黑暗的时候。
But in the darkest ages of the
church. 他们能看见这些已经非常宝贵了。
They were able to see it. It was very precious.
而且他们愿意走在其中。
And they wanted to walk in the way.
他们知道走这条路代价是什么代价。
They knew what the price they were to pay.
在那个黑暗的光景中。
In that dark age.
那么你看，你只要想起古中弟兄们的遭遇。
When you think of what the Valdenses went through.
你就可以想到他们的遭遇。
You would know what they would go through.
但是为着主的缘故。
But for the Lord's sake.
他们非常的刚强站起来。
They stood up firmly and strong.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
和他们看见同样真理的。
Those who saw the same truth that they saw.
还有一帮人。
There was another group.
也是在捷克斯拉夫的南部的。
They were in the southern part of Czechoslovakia.
但是他们觉得要保护他们自己。
But they thought that they needed to protect themselves.
他们就起来拿起武器。
So they took up weapons.
当他们拿起武器对付这个罗，对付推亚推拉的时候。
When they took up their weapons to deal against Thyatira.
这些弟兄们良心不平安。
These brothers and sisters, their conscience bothers them.
因为如果他们真的顺服山上的教训。
Because if they were to truly follow the Sermon on the Mount.
他们觉得他们不能这样做。
They thought they could not do that.
所以因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
等到时候成熟的时候。
When the time came.
主就兴起了他们。
The Lord rose certain people.
当主兴起他们的时候。
And when the Lord rose them up.
没有力量的人在他们背后。
There was nobody strong behind them.
没有贵族，没有君王。
There were no dukes. There were no noblemen.
没有枪，也没有炮。
There were no arms or weapons.
从人的角度来看
，in the man's point of view，
你看见没有世界的势力。
There was no power from the world.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就是那么简单的70个人。
These very simple 70 people.
就是他们从森林开始。
They began in the forest.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你看见圣灵能做一个工作。
The Holy Spirit could do a work.
那个工作找不到掺杂的。
This work does have no encumbrance.
当然他们有软弱。
Of course they were weak.
他们有失败。
Of course they failed.
但如果你把他主在他们身上的工作
，But if you were to see the work in their life，
和在马丁路德、加尔文跟斯威利身上的工作
，And compare it to Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli，
你看见都是主的工作。
You see it is all God's work.
但是当你回到教会历史。
But when you return to church history,
如果你看见圣灵要做什么工作
，If you are to see what the Holy Spirit is to do，
菲勒切菲的特点是你略有力量。
The Philadelphia's feature is that if you have a little power，
因为教会呢像芥菜种一样。
Because the church is like the the mustard seed.
我们知道说在教在世界里面教会不过是一小群。
We know that in the world the church is but a small flock.
所以就说你这中心你这小群不要害怕。
Says do not fear the small flock.
当然这七十个人要害怕。
Of course the 70 would be afraid.
你看整个欧洲都是他们的。
The entire Europe was there.
你看见说他们怎么样用十字军对待他们的弟兄。
You know how the crusaders dealt with their brothers.
现在没有枪没有炮在他们背后。
And now they don't even have the benefit of weapons and arms.
马丁路德起来改革有人保护他们。
When Martin Luther rose up to reform, he had people protecting him.
这些人没有人保护他们。
But these people had nobody to protect them.
但是圣灵保护他们。
But the Holy Spirit did.
你相不相信圣灵能做这样的工作？
Do you believe the Holy Spirit can do that work?
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
不需要等到19世纪。
You don't have to wait till the 19th century.
19世纪就在英国做了奇妙的工作。
In the 19th century, the Lord did a mighty work in England.
那是圣灵开始的。
And it began with the Holy Spirit.
没有炮，没有枪。
There were no weapons or arms.
有人告诉我们说。
Some people tell us.
那个工作比改造的工作还要大。
That work was greater than the Reformation.
为什么弟兄姊妹？
Why?
因为这是圣灵的工作。
Because it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候
，So when we study church history,
我们看到羊群的脚踪
，When we see the footsteps of the flock,
我们也看到圣灵工作的那个脚那留下来的那个痕迹
，And when we see the marks of the work of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们知道哪里是完全圣灵的工作
，We know where indeed was the entire work of the Holy Spirit.
哪里是更靠近神旨意的
？That is where it's closest to the will of God.
所以我想这一点是。非常非常清楚的。
That is very clear.
那我们看到讲到这个 unity of brethren， 讲到这个合一的弟兄们的时候。
When we speak of unity of brethren，
我们已经讲过了。
We already mentioned.
那么这个整个的故事是最早最早从布拉格开始。
We know that this story began in Prague.
我们的布拉格是中欧最美丽的城市。
We know that Prague in Central Europe is one of the most beautiful cities.
如果你闭起眼睛。
If you close your eyes,
如果你要选两个城市是欧洲最美丽的
，If you are to choose the most beautiful cities in Europe,
第一当然是罗马
，The first of course is Rome.
第二一定是布拉格
，Second absolutely is Prague.
所有去过布拉格的人
，All those who have gone to Prague,
被公认说在整个的 Central 这个 Europe， 在整个的中欧，它是最美丽的一座城。
It is indeed the most beautiful city in Central Europe.
它所以美丽
，The reason it's beautiful，
因为背后有一些的故事。
There's some stories behind it.
就好像今天你到阿尔卑斯山谷非常的美丽一样。
Especially if you go to the Alps and the valleys, you'll see it's so beautiful.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那些景色虽然所以美丽
，even though the scenery is beautiful，
是因为是经过圣徒的血浇灌过的。
Because it has been scattered with the sprinkled with the blood of the saints
of the martyrs.
Of the martyrs.
那么同样的布拉格也是这样。
And the same thing with Prague.
你看见主祭奠。在布拉格所发生过的故事。
The Lord remembered the story that happened in Prague.
你到了今天到了布拉格，到他的老城有个广场。
When you go to Prague, you'll see that there's a court,
a square,
a square.
那么在这个广场上面有一个大教堂。
And in the square there's a cathedral.
那么这个大教堂呢，当初就在我们刚才所就在这个合一的弟兄们起来以前。
Before the unity of the brethren began,
你知道那里有个大主教。
There was a great
archbishop.
His name
was Rokacana.
And his name was Rokacana.
那么他是一个大主教。
He was a great archbishop.
但是呢，他有亮光。
But he had light.
他对于教会，他有亮光。
To the church, in regards to the church, he had great light.
所以他在那里就释放这些信息。
So he gave many messages.
结果很多人要跟随他。
And many people wanted to follow him.
包括他的侄子，包括侄子叫做 Gregory， 他是个裁缝。
And even his nephew called Gregory a tailor.
那么他们非常向往这个福音的，向往这个他所传的真理。
And they indeed,
他们非常喜欢这个真理。
They indeed liked the truth that was preached.
结果呢？当他们说，那么现在我们看见真理了。
Now we've seen the truth.
那我们要走这条路。
And we want to walk the way.
我们到底应该怎么走呢
？How do we walk the way?
没有想到 Rokacana， 因为他爱慕他自己的地位。
But because Rokacana loved his own position，
他明白真理。
He understood the truth.
他也看见真理。
He saw the truth.
但他觉得他没有力量走这条路。
But he thought he didn't have the strength to walk the way.
但是这些跟随的人一定要他带着他们走这条路。
But his followers wanted him to lead them.
你想想看， 他们已经看见了教会所有的难处。
They already saw all the difficulties in the church.
在马丁路德一百年前，他们已经看见了。
100 years before, they already saw it.
他们已经看见了许许多多教会腐败的情
形。They already saw the failures of the church.
Corruption.
And the corruption of the church.
所以他们觉得主今天一定要做些什么。
So what was the Lord to do?
那么你看见 Rocky Khanna 一面告诉他们教会今天的光景。
So Rocky Khanna was showing them what the condition of the church was.
但是到现在他们要起来走路的时候 ，Rocky Khanna 霸主叫他反而退走了。
But before that, they were able to walk. He was such an archbishop that he retreated.
他应该有力量像马丁路德一样。
He should have the strength like a Martin Luther.
他有力量像约翰胡斯一样。
He should have the strength of a John Huss.
但是他软弱了。
But he was weak.
那在这个时候。
At this time,
他就告诉他们说,
he told them,
这条路我不能走。
He said, I can't walk this way.
不过有一个人可以帮助你们。
But one person can help you.
这个人是个农夫。
This person is a farmer.
但是他很有启示。
But he has much revelation.
他一共写了50几本的书。
He wrote over 50 books.
那么根据Rocky Khanna的判断,
according to Rocky Khanna's research or judgment,
这个人你们可以得着他的帮助。
You can be helped by this person.
所以他们就到南部去找到这个人。
So they went to the south and found this person.
但这个弟兄在主面前很有学习。
But this person actually had much learned much before the Lord.
因为他们的意思就希望这位弟兄能够起来帮助他们，带领他们。
Their thought was this brother probably could help and lead them.
他的名字叫做柴尔西斯基。
His name was Peter Chalkicky.
那这是非常重要的一个人物。
This is a very important person.
我们讲到合一的弟兄们的时候
，When we speak of the unity of the brethren,
主要是和这位弟兄的启示发生关系。
It has a lot to do with the revelation of this.
他的确看见了。
He indeed saw.
但是他不要带领他们。
But he didn't want to lead them.
他觉得只有圣灵能够带领他们。
He felt that only the Holy Spirit could lead them.
所以就在他有生之年
，So during his middle ages,
他就是在他有生之年，就在他还活着的时候。
In the days of his life,
他就尽可能的帮助他们。
He tried to help them,
但就是不肯做他们的领袖。
But he refused to be their leader.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
后来我们刚才所说那个裁缝 Gregory,
when we mentioned Gregory the tailor,
就和一般的弟兄们。
He with a couple of brothers.
他们觉得主给他们看见了教会的亮光。
He felt that he saw the light of the church.
所以他们就到了很边缘的地方，就是我们所说空堡靠近波兰的那个地方。
So they went all the way to Kumbau near Poland.
因为离开布拉格非常非常的远。
Very far away from Prague.
结果他们就勇敢地起来为主做见证。
And courageously they were a testimony for the Lord.
我们说过，因为捷克斯拉夫的文字是很难懂的文字。
We mentioned that the Czech language is very difficult to understand.
所以没有几本他的书翻成英文的。
So very few of his books were translated to English.
但如果我们读曾经翻过英文的几本书
，But if we are to read certain books translated into English,
你非常的惊讶
，You will be astonished.
你就发现说，他们的的确确，这查尔斯基
，will know that Chalkicky
神的的确确给他一些话
，Indeed he received some words.
那他写了一本书是很有名的
，He wrote a very famous book.
叫做信心之网
，It is the net of faith.
那这本书里面就是把他所领受的。把它写出来。
He actually wrote what he received.
他特别讲到这个，就好像约翰不是网破了吗？他就补网。
He spoke of John mending the nets.
那结果那个福音的网破掉了。
And the gospel net was broken.
所以他就讲到这个整个信仰的网，福音的网，整个信仰的网。
He spoke of the entire net of the gospel.
他告诉我们这个网是怎么破的。
He told us how that gospel net was broken.
他说原来有两条大金鱼啊，跑到这网里面来了。
He said that there are two whales that came into the net.
那这个故事是发生在第三世纪的时候。
And this story happened in the third century.
其中一条大金鱼呢，就是君士坦丁。
And the first whale was Constantine.
那么还有一条鱼呢，就是那个时候，就是那个时候的教皇。
And the second whale was the Pope.
或者说那个时候罗马的监督，罗马教会的监督。
Or it was actually the
bishop.
Bishop of Rome.
所以这个时候这所以这个是两个大的鲸鱼。
So we see two big whales.
所以这个网慢慢就破了。
And therefore the net was torn.
我们知道在约翰福音的时候
we know,
在约翰写启示录的时候
We know that when John wrote Revelation,
约翰写书信的时候
when he wrote the epistle,
约翰写福音书的时候
when he wrote the gospel,
你看见那个因为网破了所以约翰起来写这些书。
He wrote it because the gospel net was torn.
那我们的弟兄就在这个时候他觉得要把那个信心信仰的网要指明给弟兄们看。
So the brother wanted to show this net to the brothers and sisters.
那他讲了一些的话。
And he said some things.
我想是很长很长的，我们不需要在这里引用他。
And we do, he said many, a lot of words that he said.
但是为了帮助年轻的弟兄。
But to help the younger ones.
我只读其中的一段。
I will read one phrase.
我是很一口气把它读完，然后我们的弟兄再把它。
So I'll read in Chinese and my brother will read in English.
我们这些人愿意借助神的帮助来寻求恢复起初的样式。我们好像是来到废墟前的一群人，房子已经烧毁倒塌了，现在是试着要找到原来的根基。但是很多的困难，因为在瓦砾中已经长满了各样的草木，而且堆积了许多不相干的杂物。有人误把这些后来加上去的东西当作根基，说这是原来的样子，以至于其他人就以恶传恶，就竞相找出一些新奇的东西。其实这些东西是与真正的根基相距很远，甚至于刚好相反。然而，若有人真正的要专心寻找，就必开始在根基上有真实的建造，就好像圣殿被毁以后，尼希米和所罗巴伯的建造一样。
Thus we of the latter day are like after the burning out of a house which has fallen down, making a pile of ruins. Here and there we see by some signs that there stood a chamber before, but everything fell onto the foundation, which buried is grown over by a forest where animals graze and dwell. Who will then find the buried foundation of the burned house that is in ruins?And which is deeply covered with debris, and the top of which has long since been overgrown by defiant weeds? The whole matter of finding the true foundation is made all the more difficult because these defiant weeds which have sprung upon it are called the true foundation by many. They, pulling to themselves the growth on top of the house ruins, declare, This is the foundation and the way. All should follow it. And with many of them, we see that their new foundation sinks into soft ground.The floor setting at different levels. This shows the difficulty of finding the true foundation. There are many who would like to dig in order to find the original foundation, in the like manner as Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and the prophets have done, when after 70 years of their Babylonian captivity, they returned and built the temple of the Lord, which had been burned down by the Edomites.
所以你想在这个时候
You see that at that time,
我们的弟兄就能看见这样的光
Brother was able to see such light.
还有许许许多的话叫我们觉得惊讶。
And many other words that astonishes us.
好像有的话到了今天我们明白的。
Many times we might understand these words today.
但是在马丁路德前100年。
But before Martin Luther, 100 years.
主就把这些亮光赐给他们。
The Lord shone the light to them.
我们相信是因为主应许他们，主对得胜者的应许。
We believe it is because of the promise of the overcomers.
主对推亚推拉教会中得胜者的应许是。
And the promise to the overcomers in Thyatira.
主要把晨星赐给他们。
He will give them the morning star.
虽然这些人是最简单的人。
Even though they are the most simple.
不过是农夫。
They are but farmers.
他不是大学教授。
They are not professors of university.
我们知道是马丁路德是大学教授。
We know that Martin Luther was a professor.
加尔文是神学家。
Calvin was a scholar.
这些人实在是不同的。
These are all different people.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
向着婴孩主就把这些真理启示给他们。
Like an infant, he revealed these things to them.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say it once again.
他们什么都没有。
They had nothing.
他们靠着圣灵。
They trusted the
Holy Spirit. 靠着主所给他们看见。
They trusted what the Lord showed them.
他们因着明白教会的真理。
To understand the truth of the church.
所以他们觉得没有第二条路。
They thought there was no second way.
他们知道什么是巴比伦。
They knew what Babylon was.
他们知道今天要回到耶路撒冷。
They knew they had to return to Jerusalem.
他们觉得只能够重新开始。
They knew they had to begin anew.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
我们可以说是 这个在教会之历史里面回到起初的第一波。
So throughout church history, we have returned back to the first way.
他们没有枪也没有炮。
No weapons or arms.
但是你看见圣灵在他们身上已经开始那个工作。
But the Holy Spirit has begun to work.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
以后你看见当他们继续往前去的时候。
As they kept going forward.
你看见他们持守他们所看见的。
They held steadfast to what they saw.
他们看见说圣经的权威绝对是高过教会的。
They saw that the authority of the scripture was over the church.
他们觉得他们要回到当使徒教会的当初。
They wanted to return to the simple practice of the apostolic days.
他们没意思要自己成为一个宗派。
They did not want to form a different sect.
他们要寻找交通。
They wanted to find fellowship.
他们要和所有的人在那里寻一同就交通。
They wanted to have fellowship with everyone.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
他们中间交通这两个字是很重要的字。
This word fellowship was very important to them.
他们要寻找所有弟兄们。
They want to seek out all brothers.
他们曾经打发一些人到整个欧洲去寻找。
They sent out people throughout all of Europe to seek.
他说我们要寻找我们的弟兄。
They said we want to seek our brothers.
如果我们找着他们。
If we can find them,
我们就加入他们。
Then we will join them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这里有一个灵。
Here we see a spirit.
这个灵乃是合一的灵。
This is the spirit of unity.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
他们很肯定的，他们和巴比伦没有关系。
And they declare that they have separate from Babylon.
他们不相信饼和杯祝福过以后，真的变成主的身体和主的血。
They did not agree with transubstantiation.
他们不相信赎罪券。
They do not believe in indulgence.
他们也不相信向神父告解。
They do not believe in an auricular confession.
不光这样。
Not only that.
他们有一句话。
They have one phrase.
这句话不一定是他们说的。
Maybe they didn't say this.
但是他是遵守的。
But they followed this phrase.
他们说在基要的事情上合一。
They said in essentials, unity.
在非基要的事情上自由。
In non-essentials, liberty.
在凡事上相爱。
In all things,love.
他们实行就这样实行的。
And they followed that.
他们有薄饼。
They broke the bread.
他们是邀请所有属神的都有份于他们的桌子。
And they invited all those who were believers to be partakers of the bread and cup.
后来到了一百年以后。
So 100 years later.
他们果然找到了马丁路德弟兄这一班弟兄们。
And they encountered the brothers with Martin Luther.
在1532年的时候。
And in 1532,
马丁路德论到他们，讲到他们的时候
，And when Martin Luther spoke of them,
他说自从使徒以后
said,
自从使徒时代以后
，said ever since the times of the apostles,
从来神没有兴起一般人像这般弟兄一样。
There have been no men whose, there have not arose since the times of the apostles any men.
他们的教会是这么靠近使徒时代的教会
，whose churches come nearer to the apostolical doctrine and rites。
所以从这里我们就知道
，No, from here we know。
连马丁路德都惊讶，都称赞他们。
Even Martin Luther was amazed and he praised them。
他们虽然到处被追赶，到处流荡
，Even though they were scattered and they were being persecuted，
所以他们人不会增加的。
They couldn't increase the number。
但到了马丁路德的时候
，But in the time of Martin Luther，
已经是150,000人到200,000人。
They had over 150,000 to 200,000 people.
一共有400个聚会点。
400 different points of meeting.
所以我们看见说。
Now we see.
这个工作在人来看是就像所罗巴伯，就像这个所罗巴伯的日子，一切都是很小很小的。
This time it reminds us of the times of Zerubbabel when the times were very small.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神的确与他们同在。
God indeed was with them.
所以这个就是第一个是就是第一个事迹。就是这个第一个这个改革时期所发生过的故事。
So this is the story that happened in the first Reformation.
那么等到我们真的来到第二个改革的时候。
So when we arrive at the second Reformation.
等到主兴起马丁路德兴起这班弟兄的时候。
When the Lord raised Martin Luther and others.
你看见主在这里有一番的话。
Here the Lord has a word.
主特别启示他自己是神的气灵和气息。
Here we see he spoke of the seven spirits and the seven stars.
这个七灵乃是生命的灵。
And this seven spirits is
生命 the
spirit of life.
所以我们到对于沙迪教会的光景。
So for the condition of the church of Sardis.
我们的主的眼睛是明亮的。
Our Lord's eyes were open.
所以主说那有神的七灵和七星的是这么说的。
He said, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
他说我知道你的行为按明你是活的其实是死的。
He says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
就是名字来讲是活的。
As to name, you're alive.
就是实际来讲是死的。
As to reality, you're dead.
所以这里是有没有实际的问题。
The matter is, do you have the reality?
那不光这样。
Not only that.
他说在我你们我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of God.
弟兄姊妹，那怎么办呢？如果不完全
，If deeds are not complete，
他们在哪些上不完全
？Where are they incomplete？
那主当然兴起得胜者来。
Of course, the Lord raised overcomers.
要叫这些更完全
，so that they can be more complete.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
你看见撒底有一般的得胜者
，There are some overcomers in Sardis.
这一般的得胜者特点在哪里呢
？What is their feature？
他们是穿着白衣与主同行的。
They walk with the Lord and are in white garments.
而且他们是配得过与主一同行的。
And they are worthy to walk with the Lord.
他们不只是与主同行。
Not only do they walk with the Lord.
他们乃是披戴基督的。
They are wearing the Lord.
他们因着活在主面前。
They're clothed with the Lord.
所以他们是活的。
So therefore they're alive.
所以他们的实际是活的。
The reality is true.
所以当教会的光景落到落到死的情形。
So when the condition of the church falls down to death,
你看神的七灵就在那说话了。
You see the seven spirits are speaking.
圣灵要开始工作。
The Holy Spirit is to work.
圣灵要呼召得胜者。
The Holy Spirit is to call the overcomers.
结果叫这帮人有几名是没有污秽自己衣服的。
So that they have not soiled their garments.
他们不容许肉体来污染他们。
They do not allow the flesh to corrupt them.
他们不容许世界来污染他们。
They don't allow the world to pollute them.
世界能帮助他们。
The world can help them.
枪和炮能够帮助他们。
Weapons and arms can help them.
但他们不肯这样做。
But they don't refuse.
他们要穿白衣与主同行。
They want to wear white garments and walk with the Lord.
因为他们是配得过的。
Because they are worthy.
所以借着这一帮人。
So these people.
那些不完全的要变成完全。
Those who are not complete become complete.
所以当我们来读这段历史的时候
，When we read this part of history，
我们就看到底神在教会中是怎么做的。
We see what the Lord does in the church.
感谢主。
Thank the
Lord. 的确有一般的得胜者。
There are a group of overcomers.
就在马丁路德的时候。
During the time of Martin Luther.
就在慈惠利的时候。
During the time of Zwingli.
尤其是在瑞士那个地方。
Especially in the time in the place of Switzerland.
神兴起了一般的弟兄们。
God raised a group of people.
这一般的弟兄们被称作崇敬的弟兄们。
These people were called the Anabaptists.
那为什么叫做 Anabaptists 就是重新受浸礼。
Why were they called the Anabaptists, those who were rebaptized?
那普通人认为说他们他们的问题在就是他们反对婴儿受浸。
Many people believe that they were against infant baptism.
所以他们要重新受浸。
Therefore, they had to be baptized again.
其实弟兄姊妹，如果你真的明白崇敬派的弟兄们
，But if you really understand the Anabaptists,
你知道他们的 issue， 他们的问题到底在什么地方
？Their issue is this.
我想最好，我要读一个，我想最好我们如果要明白他们的话
，If we are to understand them，
现在我们用 Philip Sharp 的话，有一个历史学家叫做 Philip Sharp。
There was a historian called Philip Sharp.
他写了八本的教会的历史。
He wrote 8 volumes on church history.
那最后一部分就是讲到改革以后的情形。
And the last volume spoke of the Reformation, the things after the Reformation.
他是站在更正教的立场。
And he stood on the ground of Protestantism.
所以这个历史可以说是更正教官方的历史。
So this history is based on the history of the Protestant
viewpoint. 那么这一帮的弟兄们。
These brothers,
在这些改革的眼光中来看，他们是 radical， 他们是极端分子。
In the eyes of the Protestant, in the eyes of the Reformation, they were radicals.
他们不是异端，他们是极端。
They weren't a heresy, they were radicals.
他们觉得他们跑过头了。
They said that they overran their bounds.
那现在我们要听他怎么说。
Now we have to hear what he said.
到底这一班弟兄他们要做什么
？What do they do?
我想很少有人观察像这位弟兄观察的那么清楚的。
And this person, he did his research so much, his judgment was very detailed.
所以我们的弟兄等于要读一遍，英文用英文读一遍。
Well, our brother will read in English after the Chinese
version. 我大概的把那段用中文的稍微讲一下。
I will read it in Chinese first.
他大概的意思就是说，词汇里呢，它是两面受攻的。那么罗马教是从你前面攻，崇敬派呢是从后面攻。罗马教呢是从外面攻，崇敬派呢从里面攻。那么改革家呢是想根据圣经来恢复一个古老的教会，但崇敬派呢想从圣经里建立一个全新的教会。改革家要维持历史的连续性， 从敬拜就要回到使徒的时代，因为中间那一段是离开神旨意的一段。那么简单的来说，改革家认为是人人的教会，你只要住在苏黎世，你就是家里的人。那么所建立的是人人的教会，但崇敬拜弟兄所要的乃是圣徒的教会，这是大概的意思。现在我们请我们的弟兄稍微念一下。那因为他是从更正教的角度来看，所以你听到 radical， 听到极端分子，就是指着崇敬拜的弟兄们说的。
Because Philip Sharp is from the Protestant viewpoint.